The Gemara is going to bring down a...
Thanks so much. Yes, you can. The Gemara is going to bring down a several Gemara. So in our Mishnah, it said, Shtayim Shehein Arba. Befnim. Two that are four for the guy on the inside. Two that are four for the guy on the outside. The two, we explained, were the guy on the inside going out. A, B, and C going out. And A, B, and C going in. That were the Shtayim. Shehein Arba. A and B. Or, it doesn't matter which one it is. It's either A or A and B, or whichever. There's a machlekes we shouldn't know which one it is, but those, it's where he does the partial malacha. And the same thing for the guy on the outside. There is two doing A, B, and C for the ani, and C, B, A, or A, B, C the other way. And others are either A or A, B, or B, C, whichever one it is from the Rishonim. But in a total, it's eight. Four for the guy on the inside, four for the guy on the outside. Questions the Gemara. There's a very similar Gemara Maseches Shavuos, which counts all the Shtayim Shehin Arbas in the Mishnayos, including ours in Shabbos, and there it just says Shtayim Shehin Arba, period. It doesn't say Shtayim Shehin Arba Befnim and Shtayim Shehin Arba Bechutz. It's not awesome. Shavuos, Shtayim Shehin Arba. There are two Shavuoses. The Gemara is going to explain what they are. Shavuos, Shtayim Shehin Arba. No, actually it doesn't. So we'll explain it. Shvuah Shtayim Shehin Arba. There are two shvuahs. There are two types of oaths, of swears that a person can take. He could say that I swear I will do something, and he will violate that. I will eat a grape, and he doesn't eat a grape. He's chayav a korban for swearing falsely. And he said he could swear shvuah lahar, or I will not eat a grape. And those are two types of oaths a person could take. A future tense positive and a future tense negative. I will eat, I won't eat. Shehein Arba, there are, mi riboy akasev, there are two oaths that a person can take in past tense. I ate the grape, I didn't eat a grape. So those are the four oaths that a person can take. Shtayim Shehein Arba, yediyas hatumah, knowing about tumah, which is, if a person goes ahead... And he goes ahead and he eats a korban when he is tummy. He's forgetting that he's tummy. Or he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, thinking it's the Taj Mahal, and forgetting that this is the Beis HaMikdash. So, it's possible that you can forget. There's two things that are four that you can forget. You could either forget that this is the Beis HaMikdash, thinking it's the Taj Mahal, or you can forget that this is a korban, thinking it's just a great bologna sandwich. Or you can know that it's the Beis HaMikdash, but forget that you're tamei. Or you can know that this is a carbon and forget that you're tamei. So there are two isurim that are mafurish in the pasuk. Shehein Dalid, if you add in Miribuya Kasuv, even if you forget that you are tamei. It's actually the background. You forget that you're tamei, and the Shehein Arba are Miribuya Kasuv. Even if you forget that this is a carbon and forget that this is a Taj Mahal. And you think it's Taj Mahal. You think it's too much Shtayim Shehein Arba. The next one is Maris Negoyim Shtayim Shehein Arba. The different types of colors of Tzaras are four, or two that are four, which are, there is the Se'es, Ubaheres. They're two different colors of whiteness. And they each have a subcategory. They each have a subcategory that are, and there's four shades of white in the end of the day. Four main branches of white that a person can have Tzaras on. And the final one is Yetzias HaShabbos, which is Shtayim Shehein Arba. Now, the interesting thing is that over there it just mentions Shtayim Shehein Arba, period. So, Maishna Hocha the Tani Shtayim Shehein Arba Befnim, Vishtayim Shehein Arba Bechutz. Why in our Mishnah do we say two that are four on the inside and two that are four on the outside? Umaishna Hasan the Tani Shtayim Shehein Arba Besulay, and over there it says Shtayim Shehein Arba, and that's all. It doesn't say anything past that. It just says Shtayim Shehein Arba, says the Gemara. Right? So that's the question. Over here we count eight cases. There we're only counting four cases. The Gemara says, Hacha de Iker Shabbos, over here, that it is the main place. It's the main halacha is we're learning is Mesecha Shabbos. So Tani Avais B'Tani Toldos. We're teaching you the Avais, and we're teaching you the Toldos. The Avais is the Yetzia, bringing something out. Picking something up and walking out. A tolda, now we're going to see that there are toldas throughout Masechah Shabbos. There's things called toldas, which are the subcategories of the avos. They are still d'oraisa, it's just not the avos. The avos are 39 avos, but there are thousands of toldas to those avos. So, says the Gemara, the av, the malacha of carrying, is picking something up in Rosh Hashanah, B, carrying it outside, and C, setting it down in Rosh Hashanah. That's the av. Those are the ones that are counted in Maseches Shavuos. In Maseches Shabbos, since it's the main place for Shabbos, we're going to be teaching you even the toldos. So we're teaching you even picking it up outside and doing hachnasa, bringing it in. Hasam d'lav ikur Shabbos, who over here, over there, where it's not the ikur Shabbos, avos tani, they taught the avos and told us leitani. Says the Gemara, avos mainihu. What are the avos? Yitzios, carrying it outside. The yitzios trei havyon. Yitzios, there are only two. There are only two that are d'oraisa, says the Gemara. Because there's the ani, there's the balabayas doing A, B, C, and there's the ani doing A, B, C. But there are only two. What?
The ani could be in the house.
No, well, the ani's in the house, he loses his status of being an ani. We're only calling him ani because, just to keep clear, like man one and man two, like Reuven and Shimon. So we call it balabayas and ani. The truth is, though, the Rav says that the reason why we're calling him balabayas and ani is to tell you, even if you're doing a mitzvah, that you're doing tzedakah, it's still usher. That's why he calls it balabayas and ani. But the pashtus is that the reason why we're calling him balabayas and ani is to tell you that it's just to keep Reuven and Shimon and to keep... there's lots of conversation about these Gemaras. So in order just to keep things simple, we say the Baal Bayis is the guy on the inside. It's like, hold on, where's Reuven? Reuven's the guy on the inside. No, Shimon. So just in order to keep simple, we say Baal Bayis and Ani. Oh, because I thought Reuven was the guy on the outside. So then you have like a whole machlekesim and people are really not talking to each other. Okay. So, Yitzias, V'yitzias trei avyon, v'chitei v'mehen l'chiv v'mehen liftar. And if you want to say, let's see, what time was that?
7:08.
7:08. Okay, so let's stop over here, and we'll have no problem catching up on Masechet Shabbos. That's why I'm not worried. And we will continue Mitzvah tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be able to finish Gimel. I'm not worried at all. Yeah, and let's quickly finish up.
One line.
All right. So.